Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI. Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Get your Bibles and stand to your feet. Gracious God, our Father, now as we turn our attention to your word, pray that the Holy Spirit will meet us and minister to us through the text, teaching us, taking us deeper into your truths, revealing and unveiling new levels of understanding. And God, when you're through with this word today, may you never be through with us. We ask that you would have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I would that you turn your Bibles to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5.
My God, my God.
Recorded are these words. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. You may be seated. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, take another look at yourself. If you're not too mean this morning and you want to be helpful to yourself and to your neighbor, turn and look at them and say, neighbor, the scripture suggests that we take another look at ourselves. Now, if you believe the word of God, give him some praise in the house. Tests and examinations are a very important part of our schooling. Our very verse tells us to take a spiritual test, to do some spiritual examining. This verse reveals at least three things that deal with examination that I want to share with you in these micro messages that I'll be sharing with you in the upcoming weeks. Micro meaning small, short. I'm not going to be long, but I hope that the Holy Ghost will be strong. When we look at this verse, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. And when this word talks about examining ourselves, it's important for us to recognize, my brothers and sisters, that this evaluation must be done with you, by you, for you. This is not an examination where it is an outward look, but rather an inward, an intimate look. It is where you get to that place of deep and true intimacy with self and ask yourself the real spiritual questions. Deal with yourself honestly, where there is none other save God looking, where you can be real and honest with yourself and know whether or not you are in the faith. See, it's one thing to play church on Sunday. It's another thing to live saved throughout the week. And we can play church on Sundays. We can dress up in our church clothes. We can go through our church verbiage. We can act up, wave hands, run around. We can do all of the stuff that's associated with having good church. But the truth can be that you can go through all of that and still not be saved, not be in the faith. And one of the worst things to do is to die and not know while living that you're saved, sanctified, filled with his spirit, and know that your salvation is secure. But there are three things I told you. First thing I want us to look at is the who for the examination. Who for the examination? Because you know, one of the things that I've noted, that the emphasis here is on yourselves. We look at that verse again. Again, we're just dealing with this one verse, but look at this verse. And yourselves is obviously the focal point. Not your neighbor, not your mama, not your daddy, not your husband, not your wife, not your children, not your friend, not your enemy, but yourself. Look in the verse and you'll see some things like, again, yourselves, ye, your own selves, you, and ye. Six times, no less, Paul refers to yourself. Now, why does he do this? Because he knows that we need to examine others at times, but this verse is about examining ourselves. We're quick to always look at somebody else's faults and shortcomings, and And I'll be honest with you, it's easy to have an inflated ideology about where you are looking at somebody who's worse than you. I'll be honest with you, it's good when you look at the drug addicts and the prostitutes and, you know, the ill-gotten gains from folk who've done things wrong and people who are just out of the will of God and say, I'm not like that. Well, then the question is, what are you like? And more importantly, who are you like? And so this is why the examination is so important, because you may be able to fool other folk. But the truth be told, you know you can't fool God, and you ain't too far from fooling yourself. When you really examine yourself, you examine yourself against the Word of God. That's how you get a real perspective of where you are, of what you are, of who you are against the Word of God. Not against magazines and gossips and videos and TV shows and all of the stuff around you. It's against the Word of God. And Paul is challenging the Corinthians here and asking them to take another look at themselves, to see and to understand who they are, where they are, what they are in Christ Jesus, to know themselves the way that they ought to know themselves as true children of God, knowing that though they may not yet be perfect, they are being perfected in Christ every day. A little bit of this is falling off, and a little bit of that is falling off. A little bit of this is growing, and a little bit of that is growing. There is a change that's happening, and though it may be a minute change, it's a change nonetheless. You'll discover that you don't cuss as much as you used to cuss, don't drink as much, you don't lie as much, you don't do what y'all gonna get. It may not be an overnight change where everything has been dropped off and you're a new person automatically, but there is a change that happens because as the Word is made clear to you, you conform to it. And so when you begin to see this and you recognize this and you examine yourself, see, some people only examine other people. That's them with the smug look on their face, and like they're always smelling something, because they only examine other folk. Look at her, look at her. You know, got a twisted look on their face all the time. Always talking about somebody. They're great examiners of others only, but never turn the mirror to themselves. Never turn the spotlight to themselves. Always have excuses for their flaws. Always make excuses for their mistakes. Always have a reason why they don't meet the bar. They don't come up to expectation. Things don't work out the way they ought to. It's always somebody else's fault. But isn't it strange that you're always in the equation? Everybody can't be wrong. Everybody can't be bad. Everybody can't be this or that, and you're never wrong. When you can't find no peace and others have peace, and you can't abide in that peace because there is no peace residing in you, you know, people who are without peace can't stand peace. I'm talking about even in the family. You ever have family reunions or get-togethers, and you just got some folk in your family, you know, no matter how good things are, if they show up, you're praying, Lord, don't let sisters, brother, my cousin, don't let Bookie, don't let you like, Lord, if they come, they're gonna always start messes. It's gonna always be a fight. It's something that ain't gonna be right if they show up, because there's no peace underneath their skin. And they can't stand being around peace. What's wrong with you? Ain't nothing that good. You always got a smile on your face. Now, why is something wrong because I'm smiling? When I'm frowning, you all right? Hurting, you all right. But if I'm smiling, you got an issue with that. Listen. If we examine others only, listen at me well, we play the role of hypocrite. Hypocrite. Because no matter how much fault you find in them, the fact that you're finding it says a lot about you. How can you see the little mote in your brother's eye? The record is when you've got a big old beam in your eye. How can you find the little bit that's wrong? You know how you can be looking good as the board of hell, clean as the board of hell, looking. Somebody got to pick and find and look until they find something. Can't compliment you on how well you look there. Look, this ain't right here. Isn't it? All that's right, you passed over all of that to find one little. I know that was something, a stain or something. You ain't something. You had to be looking mighty hard with all this pattern and found that little spot. Had to find something wrong. Couldn't just leave it at you looking good. But look at how you dressed. And you don't realize how more folk are talking about you than you talking about them. Can't see for the big beam in your eye. But as a hypocrite, you find that little insignificant. They call it nitpicking. Fault finding. Always have an issue with others when the reality is you've got issues with yourself. Ain't happy with you. Look, everybody big don't want to be skinny. Everybody bright don't want to be dark. Everybody, are y'all hearing me here in the house? Got long hair, don't want short hair. Got short hair, don't want long hair. Everybody that might be like this don't want to be like that. Some people are happy in their skin like they are. That's why God didn't make us all the same, didn't make us all look the same. He didn't make us all robots. He liked differences. Varieties. We got to try and be like somebody. Be yourself. Enjoy yourself. I never shall forget when this beautiful head of hair I had started getting thin. I'm going to go on and expose the devil. You know, I was doing everything I could to hold on to every fiber, every strand. It started thinning out. I started spraying it black, China. I was getting to the point where I was thinking about it. I didn't do it, but I was thinking about getting me a toupee to slap smack up in the middle of my head like some other folk used to wear and stuff. And I said, yeah, I want to be able to have. But it dawned on me. Maybe God was trying to remove all that hair so he could reveal this handsome face. Y'all not hearing me here. You know you got to have a nice little face to cut all that hair off and let the folks see the real you. I say I'm going to stop trying to be everybody else and be myself. And I can't tell you how good it feels not having to sit in the barber's chair, wait in line for hours to get a little line and a haircut. I get up in the morning, I take a razor, and I just... I just cut it all off.
Say, Lord, you something else. Gotta be happy with me underneath the skin. And when you begin to realize, my brothers and sisters, if you can't be real with you, you are a hypocrite. Now, there are some things God's still working on me with. And I won't be a hypocrite and deny that he's still working on me. I'm not yet what I'm going to be or where I'm going to be. But I thank God I could see him steadily moving in my life. Working on me and realizing every time he shows me my weaknesses and my faults, it's not to condemn me, but it's so that he could show me what he's working on next. The next project in my life that he's dealing with, perfecting. And he reveals that to you at the time he's ready to start working on that in you. So don't get mad because God is showing you some imperfections in you, some things that are not right with you, things that are not yet that they ought to be in you. It is because he's showing you now we're going to start moving in this area. But the second thing I want you to look at is the fact that there is the what in the examination. We just dealt with the who. The who is you, yourself, ye. But now the what in the examination is important. What are we examining ourselves for? It's right in the text. It says, whether ye be in the faith. The what of the examination should be to discover for yourselves whether ye are in the faith, not in the church, but whether ye are in the faith. Because there are going to be circumstances that hit your life and try you that the church won't be able to do nothing about. But your faith will be the delivering power that you need. Your faith will be that mode of operation that is used to tap into God's resources. Your faith will be able to bring you through from what you're in to what God has prepared for you. Your faith is going to be the vehicle by which God operates in your life, taking you from here to there. It's going to be your faith, not your membership. Whether ye be in the faith. This examination has to do with your soul's salvation. And we ought to examine ourselves to see if we are really saved or not. To be in the faith really means to be saved. All right. Are we really saved? Do we really know that we're saved, or do we know that we have a membership in somebody's church?
Yeah, that's right.
See, let me say this to you. That though membership has privileges, it's nothing like salvation. The security of salvation has a plan that God has formulated himself to take you from earth to glory, not needing anything, with God providing it through the medium of faith. See, it's by faith that he spoke everything into existence. It's by faith that everything operates. It's by faith that we receive and move into that flow that God has for our lives. That's why to even be saved, you've got to operate in faith. Romans 12:3 says God's given every man a measure of faith. You got the faith. What are you doing with it? Because it takes that faith that God has given you to connect with his faith that he sent his son to save you, and you use the faith you've got to accept that salvation, that free gift that's been given to you. And when you open that up and receive that, then you are connected to the source of faith. And then the just shall live by faith. Listen at this word. Listen at this word, because I want you to see again. When you deal with being saved and examine yourself, it is to see whether or not you are truly saved. Uh-huh. Truly saved. One of the things that I think is important to look at is how that salvation plays an important role in the life of the believer who knows on this side of glory that I'm saved, not waiting till they die to see what the end's gonna be. I already know what the end's gonna be. That's why I can live each day in the way that I'm able to live it, because by faith, I already know what the end is according to his word. Listen, Matthew 25, turn there if you will, verse 31, I'll begin reading, and catch me when you can. When the Son of Man shall come in the glory, in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall he be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee?
All right, now.
Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. My brothers, my sisters, isn't it good to know that you know you're saved by the word of God, by the life you live, by the lives you touch? And then the third way that we want to look at is the ways of the examination. We looked at the who of the examination, the what of the examination. Now we want to look at the ways of the examination. There are many ways in Scripture to prove your salvation, but here are three basic ways to prove whether or not you are saved. One, do you have an affection for the Savior? Do you have an affection, a love for the Savior? Bible makes clear, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 22, it says, If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, which means accursed. Maranatha, which means the Lord has come. Unbelief does not love the Lord